Hello, and welcome to Uncluttered, a podcast that discusses the connection between faith and organizing. Our focus is not just to be how to be organized, but why it's important from a biblical standpoint that we leave the chaos and clutter in our lives behind. Hi, I'm Leanna George, an author and former professional organizer living in Houston, Texas.
And I'm Angie Heitch, an author and certified professional organizer living in East Tennessee. Are you ready to unclutter your heart and your home so you can focus on what matters most? Well, if so, let's dive in.
Okay, before we get started today, we wanted to make a few notes for you. Obviously, one is that we are not on our normal podcast video. If you watch us on our YouTube channel, thank you. But we've had a few technical difficulties, so we are just using Zoom today. And so we appreciate your patience with us on that. If you are listening to us just listening, then you don't have to worry. Nothing's going to change. We promise. But the other thing is, and this is kind of big, is we want listeners to know that we have an announcement, a big announcement to make, but we're going to save it for the end of the show. So be sure you listen all the way through to discover what news we have to share.
Yes, that's right. And so we hate to leave you hanging, but we do think today's topic is crucial to your organizing journey. So we don't want you to announce it now, then you get all sidetracked. And so we want to make sure to give this topic the attention that it needs.
That's right. So let's get this episode started because we don't want to leave our listeners waiting with bated breath. So,
Right.
Amy, have you ever been asked a question that's completely changed your life?
Yes, absolutely. And I talk about this monumental conversation a lot. So this was in the spring of 2016. Yes. So Eric and I were fairly new empty nesters. We were riding our bicycles on the Silver Comet Trail in close to Atlanta. And it was time for me to decide whether to I was going to go back for another year as a teaching assistant in the local elementary school. And so I'd been there for 3 years and I had enjoyed it, but I had this dream that I'd been talking about for so many years about being a professional organizer. But every time I thought about starting it and realized that, okay, that's going to mean I have to start my own business. And that was just so overwhelming to me. I kept saying, oh, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm capable of that. Well, so on that trail, Eric said, so what are you thinking about going back to school? Are you going to do that again? Yeah, probably so, but I don't know. I'm still kind of thinking about the business. And so what finally changed things was that he said, I know that the idea of starting a business is overwhelming to you. But the thing is, I really believe you'd be great at this. And I'm afraid that if you don't take the opportunity and give it a chance, that you're gonna regret it someday. I'm totally behind you. There's no pressure to make money. So what do you think? And it was like, oh man, it's kind of like, either this was the time. It's now or never. And so just kind of like said, all right, let's do this thing. And a few months later, started my business, which eventually led to writing and speaking. And yeah, I just changed everything.
That's
And
cool.
it was a monumental conversation.
Oh,
What
for
about
sure.
you? Have you had a conversation like that?
I have. So about a year after you had your, aha moment, I had mine. I had gone to a vision board class, where you make a collage of all the things you want to see come to fruition in the upcoming year. And the lady who's a very good friend of mine, Elizabeth, she was leading it. And She looked at my board when I was done and she noticed there was a lot of writing and book related things on it, you know, because it's always been my dream to want to write. And I like writing nonfiction, but it was always my dream to write a novel, you know, to write a story. So of course I always put those things on there, but to me they were just pipe dreams. So when she saw the board, she had the courage to boldly ask me, if time and money weren't an issue, Leanna, what would you want to accomplish? And I knew the answer immediately, but I was afraid to say it out loud for fear she might laugh. Like, you do that? But I knew she wouldn't because she was my friend and I could trust her. So I just let the words fall out of my mouth before I could take them back. And I just said, I'd write a book. And then she smiled at me and said, then why don't you? And I was like, well, I guess there's no reason why I couldn't. I mean, you know, at that moment, it was true. There wasn't a single excuse I could offer for not writing a book like I always dreamed about. It was clearly one of my heart's desire if it was showing up all over my poster board year after year after year, right?
Oh, wow.
So I thought about it for a few days and finally I said, why not? You know, kind of like you, you just like, why not? Why not me? Why not now? And then shortly after that, I signed up for a writing retreat and that started my journey towards becoming an author. And so 7 years later, almost to the day, I have published 3 novels and 1 nonfiction book, our Uncluttered Devotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was all because someone was bold enough to ask me a question.
That's so cool. And isn't that crazy how, you know, you think about all the conversations that you have, but that one question can totally change your life.
Oh, totally. Completely. Yeah. It's amazing. So, that's why for today's episode, we want to turn the table and we want to boldly ask our listeners a very important question. And it's one that could turn your world upside down. So, and that is this: who could you be if you were clutter free?
That is such a good question, but no, it's also a loaded question. And I know that at least for some of our listeners, it might bring up some fears, some doubts, some anxieties.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Angie and I had just shared how, you know, when we had those questions asked to us, those things, trust me, those things were racing through us.
Absolutely.
The anxiety, you know, questions, like I said, of who do I think I am, you know, that kind of thing. So I apologize if I caused any angst in my asking, but here's what we want you to know. John 10:10 tells us that Jesus came so that we may have life and have it to the fullest. And I think if we're being really honest with ourselves, we have to question whether or not a cluttered life is allowing us to have the life Jesus offers.
That's so true. And, you know, we end every episode with this verse, basically, but we phrase it as an uncluttered life is an abundant life. And that's because we know that a disorganized and cluttered life is so limiting. It limits us financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And we don't want you to have a life that is limited in that way. And we know, as much as we don't want that for you, we know God does not want that for you.
Yeah, absolutely. He does not. And I mean, that's one of the whole reasons why we started the podcast. We wrote the devotional because we knew what God wanted for, you know, for his people, for his children. And so I know that this isn't a question you can take lightly. And obviously we, you know, you need to spend some time thinking about that. And we encourage you, you know, it's not like something you can just rattle off. And while we wish we could list out possible ideas or scenarios for who you could be if you were clutter-free, this is really a personal question that only you can answer. Okay. But we don't want to leave you just hanging. We do have some tips that may help you get started. And one is to write out the question on paper and just see what comes out. Just get a note piece of paper, a notebook, whatever you might have. And just write down, who could I be if I were clutter-free? And then just free flow the thoughts that are coming out of your mind as you answer that question. And you might be surprised at what rises to the surface when you spend some time journaling your answer.
Yeah, very, very true. And, you know, I think writing it out, I tend to be an all digital person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you couldn't type it, but there is something about pen to paper.
Yes.
That, you know, just blank page and just what comes to mind. Just, you know, don't worry about making it pretty. Don't worry about making it all super organized with, you know, bullet points and outline, whatever. Just what comes to mind? Just write it, write it, write it, you know, and pray. You know, what could I be, God? What do you see? And so here are some more like targeted questions that could help you during this time of brainstorming and journaling. So first of all, really take some time to imagine a clutter-free home. So what would that look like? How would it function on a daily basis? What would be the mood of your home? How would you feel when you're in it? What could you do in your home that you haven't been able to do before? Write down what you see as your ideal clutter-free home. And then let's talk about your schedule, a clutter-free schedule. Envision that. Think about your calendar with lots of white space. You've got time to relax, time to spend with loved ones, time to be available to serve. You know, what if, think about if the only events on your calendar and the only tasks on your to-do list are ones that go right along with your priorities and that bring you closer to God and your loved ones. What would that feel like?
Yeah.
What could you do that you've maybe not been able to do before because your schedule was too cluttered? So write down what you see as your ideal clutter-free schedule. And then one more. Imagine a clutter-free mind. What would it be like for you to be able to focus on what's going on right now in the present moment, where you're not distracted by regrets about your past or worries about your future? Think about being able to give full attention to your relationship with God, your relationship with your loved ones. What would that be like? How would you feel? And then how would your loved ones feel if you were able to give them that undistracted attention? Write down what you see as your clutter-free mind. And here's one more thing. If you're looking for something a little more creative and spatial, we want to encourage you to think about making your own vision board for a clutter-free life. Leanne has already shared how significant a vision board was for her. So let's think about what you could do with that.
Yes. Oh, girl, I love me a good vision board. I mean, but you know, just like you said that, you know, writing things down with your hand, the connection to your brain, is so strong. I truly believe that's written all my novels by hand. But I think also having a visual to guide you and encourage you is helpful too. I didn't do this, but when I was going through cancer treatments last year, as most of you who listen know, and you can tell from my hair that's growing back awkwardly. My husband put up a visual for us, and he put out however many boxes for the total number of chemo treatments I had. And after every chemo treatment, he would come home and he would mark it off the calendar. Having that visual helped me get through those really hard days, you know? And so it having some kind of something you can see right in front of you. I don't know. There's something else that just triggers in your brain. So now you may be thinking, well, isn't that a little new agey, Leanna? You know, it's not. Okay. It's not. Like I said, it's just a visual application. That's all it is. And some people, you know, we have auditory learners, visual learners. We have, you know, kinetic learners. So it's just another way if that's how you, you know, to more your style. But I want to remind you that God is the one who directs our steps, right? But he gave us a creative mind to dream and imagine. So why not dream and imagine what a clutter-free future might look for you in a visual form?
Yes. I am a big fan of vision boards too. If you're watching on video, here's a vision board that I have in my office. It's all about writing, and it's been a while since I've done this one. So I really need to update and do a new one, and so it's not hard. And I'm going to tell you just simply how you can put this together. It's simple. It's fun. So fun.
So fun.
Yeah. So here's what you need to do. First, you gather some materials, old magazines, poster boards, scissors, glue, markers. You can kind of create, channel your inner child, get those things together. Those are mostly things we all have around. And then second, you're going to go through those collected materials, cut out images, words, phrases that represent what your clutter-free life could look like. You can also draw, write words, draw images, but be really selective and choose items that evoke strong, positive emotions. It's supposed to be a visioning of a positive thing. So then you're going to choose whatever size poster board that you're going to put everything on. Lay everything out in an arrangement and wait till you try different arrangements. And when you have decided this is the one that you want to do, then you're going to glue down everything and be creative as far as placement. It looks nice to kind of overlap some images and that kind of thing. And then when you've got it put together, take a moment and step back and reflect on it. Take some time to pray, to visualize, to connect with those goals and dreams that are represented on the board. And then definitely place this in a prominent, easily visible location. You want to be able to see it regularly and to reinforce your positive intentions.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. It makes me want to go get some poster board, start making my own right now. I mean, I was thinking about it as you were talking. I was like, it's like letting our inner child back out, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when we were at school with glue sticks. I mean, that's kind of like what it is. So make it fun.
It really, really is fun. Yeah. If I had a bunch of magazines, I'd be doing it like in 5 minutes, but yeah. So, we would love to know, what from our listeners, like what came to mind? What were some of your answers? And we really would love to know if you took the time to create a vision board and if you send us a picture, that would be super cool. So let us know what you thought.
Yeah, we'd love for you to email us with your answer or send us a picture. You can reach us at contact@uncluttered.faith. And we'd love to hear from you and learn how our question might have changed your world forever.
Yeah, it's so exciting to think about, that because of this episode, that some of our listeners could say, all right, I'm doing this. I'm totally doing this. I'm inspired. I'm going to take the time to ask these questions and make this vision board and things are going to change. That's so exciting.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
So, all right. So now that we have totally messed with our listeners' minds today, now it's time for us to share our big announcement and maybe freak you out just a little bit more.
Yeah, right. I know. So we did promise at the beginning that we would be sharing our big announcement at the end. So here it is. The next episode of the Uncluttered Podcast will sadly be our last.
Yes. And this has been a really, really hard decision that we have thought about, prayed about. We really feel like it's a right decision for us right now. In our next episode, we're going to go more in depth about why this is the end, what that means for you moving forward, what we have coming next. And so our next episode will be called The One Where We Say Goodbye. So
that wraps it up for this episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. And we hope you remember that an uncluttered life is an abundant life.